What do you use to make bread out of that's not baking powder or soda? To make it rise, I'm sorry.
Salt.
To make it rise.
Salt rising bread.
Oh, really? What's that? You can tell me about that.
That's kind of like a loaf of bread. So it's, I don't know how it's made, man. They call it salt rising bread. I don't know if it's made without yeast or anything or not. I imagine it is, though.
Uh-huh.
But you'd have to get my wife to tell you about that, because I'm not a baker.
Okay. I'll ask her about that. What are the two parts of the egg called?
The white and the yolk.
And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
If you cook an egg in hot water, what do you call it?
Boiling.
Okay, and you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. And if you crack the egg open and let the egg drop into the water, what do they call it?
Poached.
And what do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Fat back, streakaline.
Any other names?
Side meat.
Okay, now can you tell me the difference between those three terms? What's the
difference? It's all the same. Uh-huh. Some of us have more streakaline in it than others.
Uh-huh.
And that's about all they use it for. Of course, now you can cure it out where you get your bacon from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what do you call the meat that's that you buy sliced real thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And what do you call the outer covering that you get rid of before you eat it up the bacon?
Rind. Skin.
Okay. What do you call the trimmings that you slice up and grind and then season and stuff in a casing to be sold as a breakfast food?
Sausage.
And who does the sells the meats?
Butcher.
If meat has been kept too long until it's not good to eat anymore, you'd say the meat has
spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Pressed meat.
Okay, now what is pressed meat?
That's a mixture of all the ingredients in the head, of the skin and the brain, the brains. Fatty part of the meat of the head.
Okay. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up the hog liver? You heard that?
Pudding. Liver pudding.
Okay. Have you ever heard of making anything out of hog blood?
Hog blood? No.
Okay. And have you ever taken the juice of the head cheese or the pressed meat and stirred it in with cornmeal to make
mush?
Okay. If you've kept your butter out too long and it doesn't have a very good taste anymore, what would you call that? What would you say the butter is?
Spoiled.
Okay. Any other terms that you can think of?
No, I don't believe so.
If you have thick sour milk that you keep on hand for cooking, what?
Buttermilk.
Okay. What other terms?
Well, there's clabber.
Okay. And what about what else can you make from clabber?
Cheese.
What is cottage
cheese?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Hello. Process it into regular cheese, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you do when you're trying to take the impurities out of